早上好，今天是2019年7月3日星期三，我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radha Charan Prabhu 为我们继续讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Dama Dama Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 18To Sri Vrindavan.
经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十八章，主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去往 Sri Vrindavan.
So please, everybody, take your parikram bag with you, with your lunch bag.
那大家听好了，请大家都带上自己的 parikram， 要拜圣地的行李包，也带上午餐盒。
Put some sunscreen lotion. Make sure you wear a hat.
最好戴上帽子。
5 minutes in Prabhupada's gate.
再过五分钟，大巴就会在 Prabhupada 大门那里等待我们。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing every moment of his visit.To Sri Vrindavan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在品味着他在 Vrindavan 的每一刻。
He is in the best association possible.
他得到了最好的联谊。
He is in the best environment.
他在最好的环境。
He is at home.
他就是在家里。
He is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他就是 Krishna, 他是至尊人格神首本人。
And Vrindavan is his home.
Vrindavan 就是他的家乡。
He has wanted to be in Vrindavan for such a long time. Now his desire has been fulfilled.
来到 Vrindavan 是他长久的夙愿，现在他终于来到了这里。
And when a devotee, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of course plays the role of a devotee.
当一位奉献者聆听到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 以一位奉献者的身份出现的时候，
Whatever a devotee does has two purposes.
那作为一位奉献者，无论他做什么，都会出于两个目的。
Or you can say three purposes.
你可以说是三个目的。
The first purpose is to give pleasure to Krishna.
第一个呢，就是取悦 Krishna.
And by giving pleasure to Krishna, the second purpose is fulfilled, which is to nourish one's bhakti.
那当取悦了 Krishna 之后，自然而然的第二个目的呢，也就得到了实现，这就是对这个人的bhakti 奉爱之情的滋润。
And that serves the third purpose.
那这样子呢，也就引导到了第三个目的的实
现。Which is to benefit the whole world.
第三个就是说，要给全世界、给众生带来福祉。
So everything that we hear about in the pastimes of Chaitanya Charitamrita.We have to look at the purpose, which here is to benefit the whole world.
所以呢，当我们在看 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的逍遥时光的时候，我们要经常的从这三个角度来看。那在这里呢，我们就是看到的是比益众生。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is serving as our transcendental tour guide.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 现在就好比是我们的。超然的导游。
And we hear directly through him how he discovers the different places of pastimes of Lord Krishna.
那这里呢，我们就在他的引导下面看到了 他是如何一个一个的把 Krishna 从事过逍遥时光的地方发掘出来的。
Being neophyte devotees, it's not easy to understand or even to have a vision of Sri Vrindavan Dham.
那作为一位初级的奉献者，要去理解 Vrindavan 或者呢要是非常的不容易的。
That vision can only come aboutby hearing those transcendental pastimes.
那只有当去聆听 Vrindavan 的这些超然的逍遥时光的时候，才能获得这样的视野。
From the mouth of a pure devotee.
要聆听从一位纯粹的奉献者中口中流。
And this is actually the key to enter the mysteries ofKrishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
那这就是能够走进 Krishna Vrindavan 的逍遥时光的奥秘的唯一途径。
At the very beginning of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛第十篇的开始。
Shukadeva Goswami has elaborated on the appearance of Lord Krishna.
Shukadeva Goswami 呢他非常详尽地描述了主 Krishna 的显现。
And Maharaj Parikshit makes a statement which establishes the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam when it comes to hearing about Krishna.
那 Maharaj Parikshit 呢他在这里就讲了一段话。那他就是说在我们去描述Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候，圣典薄伽瓦坛就是权威。
Because we cannot hear just from anybody.
因为呢Krishna 的逍遥时光不能随随便便的从任何来源去聆听。
So Maharaj Parikshit says, Nivritata serupa giyamanan, bhavod shadat shrota mano biramat, ka uttama shloka gunanu varnat puman, virajeta vina pashugnat. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.Is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for death.Hearing such glorification of the Lord, except a butcher or one who is killing his own self.
这段那个诗节是这样说的，就是说呢，对至尊人格神首的荣耀，必须要通过 parampara 使徒传系的制度才能够得到实现，也就是说。应当是师生相传的使徒传系，这样的荣耀只有对那些已经厌倦了宇宙虚假短暂的宇宙展示的荣耀的人，只有短暂的宇宙展示的荣耀厌倦了的人，才能够品味到这样的荣耀。对主的描述是经历生死轮回的受条件限制的灵魂的灵丹妙药，因此除了屠夫以及那些自行了断的人，有谁会停止聆听主的这样的荣耀呢？
So,This verse from Maharaj Parikshit actually sets the tone for the introduction to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes.
所以说呢，就是 Maharaj Parikshit 的这一段话，其实就是对描述 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光定了一个基调。
First of all, he says, to hear from Krishna, we have to hear from the parampara.
首先呢，他说呢。当我们要聆听 Krishna 的逍遥时光的时候，必须要从使徒传系、师徒传承来聆听。
We don't hear just from anybody. We hear from someone who is situated in a disciplic succession.
也就是说呢，并不是随随便便的找一个人就可以从他那里去聆听这些逍遥时光的，那一定是从处在使徒传系的人的口中去聆听。
I gave the example 2 weeks ago of these Chinese Matajis who went to Govardhan, and then they stepped onto Govardhan Hill, and they thought that it was just okay to do so, when we know that Lord Chaitanya did not climb Govardhan, Rupa Goswami did not climb Govardhan, but they climbed Govardhan. Wow. It was okay.
我曾经讲到了我们中国的山，那么但是主且他娘马哈帕布也从来没有上登上过高瓦丹山，如帕罗斯瓦米三当汤罗斯瓦米也都没有登上这座山，那使徒传系的任何一位灵性导师都不会让奉献者们去登上高瓦丹山的。那为什么他们会这样做呢？只不过是因为他们听了当地的一个小男孩说的话，所以呢他们就听信了他，就上了Govardhan山。
Then Maharaj Parikshit says that those who are not interested in mundane topics will be interested in the topics about Krishna.
那么接下来呢Parikshit Maharaj就是说对于那些已经对世俗的话题失去了兴趣的人，对于他们只有这样的人才有可能对主的这些话题产生兴趣。
Then he says the descriptions of the pastimes of Krishna, they are a medicine for people who are affected by repeated birth and death.
接下来他说呢，对于那些深陷生死轮回之苦的人而言，对主的这个逍遥时光的描述呢，就是灵丹妙药。
So we can never stress enough how we have to actually qualify, because we may take it for granted that we can just buy a ticket and go to Vrindavan, but actually we need the qualification to enter Vrindavan.
我们可能以为我们买一张机票就可以轻轻松松的就进了文达文了，但是其实并非如此。进入文达文是一定要首先具备一定的资格的，这样的资格怎么强调都不为过。
And that qualification of course is to follow in the footsteps of the acharyas.
那么是什么样的资格呢？这个资格就是要紧紧的追随Acharya 历代先师们的步伐。
But to also be very conscientious and enthusiastic in performing our sadhana.
另外呢，还要非常热情的、非常专注的、非常有意识的去认真的执行我们的 sadhana 规范修习。
For example, sometimes you have devotees who have a very low consciousness.Who are not enthusiastic in practicing Krishna consciousness, and then they think, let me go and spend time in the holy dham so I can catch up with my spiritual life.
那就比如说呢，有一些奉献者，他们可能就是知觉非常的糟糕，然后对修习 Krishna 知觉没有丝毫的这种热情，但是他们心里就这么想了，那我就去一下圣地吧。去一下圣地之后，我可能在这个灵修上就能够赶上来了。
And they go to the holy dham, they spend time there, they get good association, they're back into their sadhana, chanting their rounds, getting up early, reading Prabhupada's books.
那么在圣地待了一段时间，又聆听了奉献者们之后呢，他们就恢复了一些sadhana。早上呢也能够早起，然后去阅读这个Prabhupada的书籍、念诵等等。
And they go on parikram.
然后呢，他们又就是和奉献者一起去朝圣 parikram.
They hear so many pastimes.
然后呢，在这个绕拜圣地的过程中，又聆听了好多的逍遥时光。
They only eat prasadam.
而且呢，只是去荣耀 prasadam.
They can see the deities every day.
他们每天都可以看到神像。
But they have to return to their home.
但是呢，朝拜之旅结束之后，他们还是得要回到自己的家里。
And then the challenge is there again.
那么
What does that mean to?
即意味着什么呢
？Or to be in Mayapur. It's not just to
你的身体到。
And to be in the Maya.
意义呢，就是在于要你的意识要完完全全的沉浸在Vrindavan 或者是 Mayapur.
Last year, at the end of the Kartik Parikram in Mayapur, Indrajumna Swami said something very, very nice.
那么去年在这个 Mayapur 的 Parikram 的这个 Kartik 月的。马耶布的朝圣之旅，也就是 Parikram 结束快到尾声的时候 ，Indrajumna Maharaj 说了一段非常好的话。
He said, "When I am traveling around the world all year, I only have one thing in mind: is when am I going to be in the Holy Dham? And when I'm in the Holy Dham, I only have one thing in mind: is when I'm going back to the preaching field."
那他说呢，当我在全世界。旅行的时候，我的心中只有一个愿望，就是什么时候我才能够回到圣地玛雅普。但是当我置身在玛雅普的时候，我的心中却时时刻刻地想着，我什么时候才能够回到我的传教的战场。
So this is very healthy thinking.
所以呢，这是一种非常健康的想法。
The result of good sadhana, the result of intense service in devotional service, the reward is we can enter the holy dham.
那如果你能够非常好的执行你的 sadhana 规范修习，而且呢可以非常认真投入的去从事奉献服务，你就可以回到这个，你就可以得到回报。这个回报就是你可以去到圣地。
And when we are in the holy dham and we relish this reward. And we chant intensely. All we do is just begging for more service, so we can go back out and keep pushing Mahaprabhu's mission.
那么当我们真的身在圣地之后，那每天的话就是非常专注的沉浸在圣名之中。那么你现唯一的要做的就是要非常强烈的去祈祷，祈求 Mahaprabhu 能够给予你仁慈。让你的尽快的去回到外面的世界，然后去传播 Mahaprabhu 的使命。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the acharya or the teacher by example at every level.
所以呢，无论在任何的一个层面上，任何的一个角度而言，也就是一位以身作则的。灵性导师。
He follows the Vaishnava etiquette.
那么首先呢，他是完全的去遵循就是 Vaishnava 的礼仪的。
He wakes up early in the morning and attends Mangalati.
他清晨早起参加 Mangalati 早上的吉祥灯仪。
He takes bath in the holy river.
他在圣地沐浴。
As we're going to see, he sits on the bank of the Jamuna and he chants on his beads every day.
那我们就会看到在这里的描述呢，就是说到Chaitanya Mahaprabhu是每天早上都是很早的起床，然后他就在Yamuna河边在念珠上念诵。
And although he is Krishna himself, he is also engaged in hearing about Krishna.
虽然他其实本人就是 Krishna, 但是呢他还是不断的在聆听有关 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So this is called...Following in the footsteps.
这个就叫做追随着脚步。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later will instruct the Goswamis to do exactly the same.
那么之后呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也会这样去训育 Goswami 们，让他们也像他一样如其所欲的。
So for all and each of us who are engaged in this process of devotional service as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there is a method, and if we follow it nicely, wholeheartedly, we we're going to get the reward of Krishna's mercy.
所以呢，作为 Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这些奉献者，如果我们能够完全的遵照这个程序非常严格的去做，而没有丝毫偏离的话，我们呢就一定能够得到这个人子，能够得到回报。
And what does that mean, Krishna's mercy? What is Krishna's mercy?
那什么叫做 Krishna 的仁慈？这个 Krishna 的仁慈又意味着什么呢？
That we become Krishna conscious.
也就是说，我们培养出了 Krishna 知觉。
That we are with Krishna 24 hours a day.
也就是说，我们一天24小时都和 Krishna 在一起。
Because that is the consciousness of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, but also all the living entities in Vrindavan.
那文达文的所有的不仅所有的居民而且文达文所有的生灵所有的生物都是时时刻刻的在这样的一种知觉状态中的。
They have no life outside of Krishna in Vrindavan.
在都是围绕了生命。
Rediscovered the place of Radha Kun and Shyama Kun.
We talked about Mahaprabhu 重新发现了 Radha Kun 和 Shyama Kun.
Then he circumambulated Govardhan.
然后呢，他又绕拜了 Govardhan 山。
And he had the darshan of the Gopal deity.
他得到了 Gopal 神像的darshan， 也就是觐见了神像。
So now he is moving on in his parikram.
那他现在呢，在这个 parikram 绕拜之旅上，又继续的向前走了。
And this is Kartik time, is the most auspicious time of the year to be in Vrindavan.
那么这个呢，讲的就是在 Kartik 月，这也是在 Vrindavan 的一个最吉祥的一个月。
So every year, the Krishna Balaram Mandir organizes what is known as the Braj Mandala Parikram. It goes for the whole month of Kartik.
那么在每一年的时候，每到了这个 Kartika 月的时候 ，Krishna Balaram 的这个庙呢，就会组织一个 Braj Mandala Parikram， 也就是绕拜整个 Vrindavan 的这样的一个朝圣之旅。
And devotees walk around Braj barefoot every day for 8 hours.
然后在这一个 Kartika 月的时候，奉献者们就会光着脚，每天呢在 Braj。
They go to all the places of Krishna's pastime. They go to all the places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went.
那他们呢就会去到 Krishna 所有的发生逍遥时光的地方。他们也会沿着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的足迹去到他曾经去过的所有地方。
And in each place, they hear from scholarly sannyasis. They hear from Dinabandhu Prabhu.
每到一个地方，他们都会去聆听非常博学的，奉献者的讲课。他们也会去聆听 Dinabandhu Prabhu 的讲述的逍遥时光。
Dinabandhu Prabhu is everyone's parikram guru.
那 Dinabandhu Prabhu 是每一个人、每一个奉献者的 parikram 绕拜圣地的导游 guru。
If you give him a call and you say, Prabhu, we have 10 devotees, we want to go to Bhashana tomorrow. Okay, I will take you.
如果你给 Dinabandhu Prabhu 打个电话说我们有十位奉献者想去这个 Bhashana, 那他马上就会一口就答应下来带你们去。
So here we read that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved on to Kamyavan.
那在这里我们看到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他又继续向前走来到了 Kamyavan.
So Kamyavan is in southwest of Braj.
Kamyavan 这个地方呢 它是位于 Vrindavan 的西南角。
And so many pastimes took place, actually a very, very ancient place. It's timeless.
Kamyavan 是一个超越时空的地方，是一个极其悠久的圣地。
And the word Kamyavan means that it's actually extremely beautiful.
Kamyavan 这个字的含义呢，就是它是 美轮美奂的一个地方。
It is one place where there are so many temples, and there are so many rivers, and so many lakes.
在那里有许多的庙宇、河流、湖泊、星罗棋布。
But Kamyavan is especially famous because this is the place of residence of Vrinda Devi.
那么 Kamyavan 呢？还以就是 Vrinda Devi 著称，也就是说 Vrinda Devi 就是亲自的待在这个地方的。
So many pastime took place there.
在这个地方 Kamyavan 发生过许多的逍遥时光。
And Kamyavan is actually bordering with the state of Rajasthan, so it's actually not far from Jaipur.
那么这个 Kamyavan 呢，它其实就是在与 Rajasthan 邦接壤的这个接线上面，也就是说它离那个 Jaipur 并不遥远。
And it's also at Kamyavan that many of the Goswami's deities stayed for quite a few years at the fear of the Muslim invasion and then made their way to Jaipur where they are still today.
那么这是当时当穆斯林入侵文达文的时候 Goswami 们的许多神像都是就被迁至到 Kamyavan 这个地方，在这里待了好几年之后呢，才安顿在这个 Jaipur 的。
Yes. So Lord Chaitanya visited Kamyavan.
那些神像现在还在这个Jaipur, 那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就朝拜了 Kamyavan.
And then from Kamyavan, he went all the way up to Nandishwar, which is the abode of Nanda Maharaj.
然后从 Kamyavan 出发呢，他又继续北上，就来到了 Nandishwar, 然后 Nandishwar 就是 Nanda Maharaj 所在的地方。
Otherwise known as Nandagram.
那这个地方也叫 Nandagram。
When you go to Brindakund, on one side you can see Faru Ashana.
那么你呢，到了这个 Vrindavan, 到了那个 Vrindavan 这个地方的
Vrindakund。
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
断了是吗？
对，刚断了一下，到了温达坤那里。
就是当我们到了这个温达坤的时候呢，
就在温达湖的时候，你就往前看，往远处看的话，一边就是 Nandagram， 还有另外一边就是 Varshana。
So near the hill of Nandagram, there is a lake called Pavan Sarovar, the lake of Pavana.
那就是在这个Nandagram 的这个附近，山边就是有一个湖，那个湖叫 Pavan 湖。
So the lake Pavana is famous because this is where Krishna used to bring all his cows to drink water coming back from the forest.
那么在这个 Pavana 湖这个地方呢，就是曾经是 Krishna 和那些牧牛童们从森林出来之后在这里喝水的地方。
And this lake was actually dug by the father of Vishakha Devi.
那么这个地方呢，实际上是 Vishakha Devi 的父亲挖的一个湖。
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the local people,if there are any deities on top of that hill of Nandagram.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问当地人，问说这个 Nandagram 的这个山顶上有没有神像啊？
The people said yes, there are some deities, but they are in a cave.
那当地人就说是啊，有神像，这些神像都在山洞里呢。
We don't know what these deities are. We know that there is a father and a mother, and they are very strong deities. And then right in the middle, there's a child.
然后当地人就说我们也不知道这些神像都是些谁，但是有两个呢是父母，而且身形健硕，然后在他们中间有一个小孩子。
So we have to understand that during the time of Lord Chaitanya, there were no places established as temples the way we see it today. It was just pure jungle.
那我们要知道在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 所在的那个时候、其实没有一座像我们现在所看到的这个庙宇，就是我们现在看到的那种庙宇。那整个在 Vrindavan 其实都是丛林，是森林。
It's only later that, for example, the
后来就是比如说像 Bharatpur 这个地方的国王。
Bharatpur is a town between Vrindavan and Jaipur.
那 Bharatpur 呢，它是一个小镇，位于 Vrindavan 和 Jaipur 之间。
And the king of Bharatpur was a great Kusum Sarovar, that beautiful structure was built by him. Barshana was built by him. Many beautiful places in Vrindavan was built by him.
So this Bharatpur 的这个国王，他就建看到的在 Vrindavan 的那个Kusum Sarovar 这个花湖的那个很美的这个建筑，还有 Varshana 好多这些像宫殿一样的那些建筑，都是由这个 Bharatpur 的国王所建。
So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and he discovered these places, because here we see on the ground, he's going up the hill, it's not a temple, there's a cave.
那么彩太奶马哈帕布就来到这里，他发现了很多地方。那在这个当时在这个 Nandagram 的这个山上呢，彩太奶马哈帕布看到的这个神像并不是在一座庙里面，而是在一个山洞里。
And inside that cave, he saw there is Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and Krishna in the middle.
那么在这个山洞里，他就是看到的是。Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mama, 还有中间的小 Krishna.
So it's only later that the deities were taken out and a beautiful temple was built.
其实 是一直到了后来呢，这三尊神像才请出了山洞，然后为他们造了非常漂亮的庙宇。
And this excavation all around Braj of these holy places of pastimes.Began with the work of the Goswamis under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么在 Vrindavan 的散布于各处的这些神像，后来是怎么样发掘出来又建了这个庙宇呢？其实都是要归功于六 Goswami， 而六 Goswami 是在遵循了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训谕之后才做出的所有的这一切。
And we have this image of the Goswamis sleeping under a different tree every night.
我们的脑海里有这样的一个画面，这六 Goswami 们呢，每一天晚上都会躺在不同的树下。
And only sleeping maximum 2 hours because they are so absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna.
因为他们每个人都深深地沉浸在唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra 之中，所以他们每一天。几乎只睡两个小时。
It is mentioned that before.
那么有这样的描述说日出是四圈了。
And they were engaged.
然后。
But they were very. Very professional.Individuals, and they were very active in establishing temples, and that takes negotiation, buying land, talking with the kings, talking with landowners.
Serious disconnection. 就是今天的网络不好是吗？哈利波能听见吗？ Today's connection is not good. I think you should switch to 4G.
And negotiating for building temples. So despite their renunciation, they were going forward with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction.
那么这六个Goswami呢，可以说都是智慧超群的。 而且他们也非常的苦行，虽然他们每天有这么多的苦行，但是他们还在马不停蹄的去执行主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 给他们的训谕。也就是说他们要造这些庙的话呢，他是需要跟人去谈判，还要买地等等各种各样的这些事物要去处理的。但是呢他们都依然都做到了，而且与此同时他们也非常的气绝。
There are some amazing books telling all these stories about how Vrindavan gradually after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's passing from this world, how Vrindavan became developed under the Goswamis. I wish devotees could translate these books because they are fascinating.
那就是说Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在离开了这个世界之后，在六沟苏阿米们的领导和努力之下，文达文是如何一步一步的开发出来，又是如何一步一步的发展，然后到今天的这种繁荣的盛景。那么关于这一些呢，在好多这个书里面有非常详尽的这些描述，我希望有奉献者能够把这些书翻译出来，能够让大家读到，因为这里面的这些故事是非常的引人入胜的。
So we have to understand when we are in Vrindavan, when we are on Parikram, I'm not talking about all these new modern development, this is absolute anyway. But when we see all these kuns, when we see all these temples, when we see all these places of pilgrimage, we have to understand this is the resultof the work of the Goswamis for us to go and meditate.
那么就是说我当然我说的是说到现在的这个繁荣的景象，并不是指的是现代的我们现在看到的那些开发商的这些建筑，我指的是那些库那些湖，像Radha Kun Shama Kun, 还有像Vrindavan 的许许多多的这些庙宇，还有许多的这些朝圣之地，有逍遥时光的这些地方呢，其实之所以我们今天能够去朝圣，能看到这些地方，全都是要归功于六沟 Swami 的，因为他们的这个付出的这些服务努力，所以说我们才能够今天能够到那些地方去念诵去冥想。
I remember when I was the main cook at the Vrindavan Temple in 1982.
我记得在1982年的时候，我是在这个Krishna Balaram 的庙里的主厨。
Every afternoon after I finished my service, I would go down to the Goshala.
那每一天下午的时候，当我完成了服务之后，我就会到 Goshala 牛场去。
And one time I went to the Madan Mohan Temple, which is not far from there.
那有一次呢，我就去了马丹摩汉神庙，那个神庙呢，离狗沙拉并不远。
There was no road, there was no cars, there was only cows.
那个时候没有我们现在看到的这个公路，也没有汽车，只有路上只走着一些奶牛。
So that I spoke with the pujari of the Madan Mohan Temple.
那么当时我到了马丹摩汉庙的时候，我就和庙里的普扎里交谈。
Over 100 years old.
这位普扎里已经超过100岁了。
And he had met Prabhupada, he had met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he had met Gokishodas Babaji.
他见过释迦牟尼，见过 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, 他也看到过Gokishodas Babaji.
So I asked him, I said,And in 1982, Vrindavan was still very beautiful.
那么1982年的时候 ,Vrindavan 还是一个非常美丽的地方。
So I asked him, what was Vrindavan like 100 years ago?
然后我就问他说 ,100 年前 ,Vrindavan 是一个什么样的景象呢？
And his eyes just went wide open.
这个时候呢，我就看到他的眼睛睁大了。
And he didn't say anything.
他当时一言不发。
He just went,
然后他就说他就是这样惊叹。
Because it was just forest.
因为那个时候一百年前这还是从八十年往前推，一百年前 Vrindavan 整个就是大森林。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling around Vrindavan, walking around, he's like walking into the Krishna book.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Vrindavan 漫步的时候，就好像身临其境地走进了 Krishna book, 描述 Krishna 的这个 书，就是 Krishna 快乐的泉源。
Everything reminds him of Krishna's Vrindavan pastime for 5,000 years ago.
那就是在 Vrindavan 的每一个地方都让他想到了5000年前的 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
So he's chanting and dancing everywhere.
所以他是一路唱诵，一路舞蹈。
So then he went to Kadiravan, that's another forest.
后来呢，他就接下来就来到了 Kadiravan,
and
这也是一座森林。
Kadiravan is the place where Krishna killed the Keshi, the how do you call it, the bird? Bakasura.
也就是说，就是这是 Krishna 他杀死那个恶魔，就是 Bakasura 的地方。
Yeah, that's where he killed Bakasura.
Kadiravan, 就是他杀死 Bakasura 的地方。
Yes. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there in ecstasy of Krishna consciousness.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就这样沉浸在 Krishna 知觉的狂喜之中，来到了那个地方。
Then he went to Sheshashayi, which is the personification of Shankarshan.
然后呢，就是他又来到了 Sheshashayi 这个地方，这是 Shankarshan 化身的地方。
And Shankarshan normally resides outside of Vrindavan.
一般来说呢 ，Shankarshan 他是居住在 Vrindavan 之外。
But there he is represented along with Lakshmi Devi.
但是呢，他在这里呢，就和在这里可以看到他和 Lakshmi Devi 在一起。He is with Lakshmi Devi.
Yes.So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a very beautiful verse.
然后呢，接下来 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就诵出了一首非常动人的诗歌。
Natte sujata charadamburam staneshu bitasane priya damahi mari karakasheshu tenathavim atasati tadviyate nakim svit kurpudabir.Brahmati dhir bhavat ayushyamna. Oh, dearly beloved, your lotus feet are soft that we place them gently on our breasts, fearing that your feet will be hurt. Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles.As you roam about on the forest path.
那这首诗呢是这样说的，说哦，我的挚爱呀，您的莲花足是如此的柔软，我们把您的莲花足温柔地放在我们的胸口，生怕他们会受伤。我们的生命完全的只仰赖于您。我们的心是那么的焦虑，我们忧心忡忡，生怕您柔软的伤，生怕您在林中的小道上漫步的时候会被路上的石头伤了您柔软的双足。
This is a verse that was spoken by the gopis when Krishna disappeared from the Rasa Lila.
就是说当这个 Krishna 他从Rasalila 的现场突然间消失不见的时候，牧牛姑娘们就说了这样的一段话。
And they express their love and concern for his well-being.
那就是说是牧牛姑娘们就当时心里非常的担心 Krishna 的安危。
Chaitanya, Lord Krishna performed his Rasalila in different places in Braj.
那主持是 Krishna 他是在 Braj Vrindavan 的不同的地方上演了 Rasa Lila 和牧牛。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went next to Bandiravan. That's another forest. He had to cross the Yamuna to get there.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢接下来去的是Bandiravan. 他是在 Yamuna 河的对岸，他得就是过了河才能去。
And then to Badravan, another forest across the Yamuna.
然后呢，他又到了 Badravan, 这个地方呢也是过了 Yamuna 河的另外一个地方。
And that is where Krishna and Balaram used to take their lunch, and Mother Yasoda used to call them so they make sure that they would eat their lunch properly with all the cowherd boys.
那这个也是 Krishna 和 Balaram 从前经常一起共进午餐的这些地方。Yashoda 妈妈经常在这里呼唤着他们。她总是担心就是总是要就是总是想着这个 Krishna Balaram 有没有和那些牧牛同们一起。
Then he went from one forest to another, Mahavan and Lohavan, where Krishna performed his childhood pastime, he went to Gokul.
然后呢主持他那马哈帕布又从一个森林漫步到另外一个森林，他去了Mahavan, 也去了 Lohavan, 还去了 Gokul。
Gokul is not Nandagram. It's a different location. Gokul is right across the Yamuna.
Gokul 呢它不是在这个 Nandagram, 这是不一样的地方。Gokul 它是在Mathura 的这个对面正对面中间隔着 Yamuna。
Today, took Krishna across the Yamuna.All he did is cross the Yamuna and bring Krishna to Gokul. But Gokul was not a village. It was just the Vrindavan people living in the forest at that time.
那也就是 Nanda Maharaj 呢当时是把不是 Vasudev. Vasudev 把这个 Krishna 抱在这个怀里然后过了 Yamuna 河也就是到了这个 Mathura 的河对岸。到了这个Gokula，那Gokula当时呢还不是一个村子，不是一个小镇，它其实只不过是一个森林。那Vrindavan的居民就安营扎寨住在那个森林里面。
It's only later, after there were demons coming regularly, that they, for the safety of Krishna and Balaram, the Vrindavan people decided to move much, much further away, so they established their place in Vrindavan and Nandagram.
那就是后来呢是因为经常有许多的这个恶魔来骚扰 Krishna, 要杀死 Krishna, 所以呢为了保护 Krishna 呢这些 Vrindavan 的这个居民后来就从 Gokul 他们原来所居住的这个森林搬走了搬到了像 Nandagram 和 Vrindavan 的其他的这些地方。
So, when Lord Chaitanya arrived in Gokul, this is the place where,Krishna was bound by the grinding mortar by his mother, and that's where he crushed the two Arjuna trees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had darshan of that place where the twin Arjuna trees were broken by Krishna.
那这个地方呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到了这个 Gokul, 就是当时Krishna 被Yashoda 妈妈绑在木臼上的那个地方，后来 Krishna 就拖着那个木臼就到了院子里面，然后就带倒了那个两棵这个孪生的 Arjuna 树，然后这个因为它的力量很大，这两棵 Arjuna 树呢就应声倒地。
So Gokul being close to the Yamuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the Yamuna again and then went back to Mathura.And he stayed at the house of the Brahmana.
那么因为这个 Gokul 呢，就在这个 Yamuna 河边。那去完了 Gokul 之后，主持他那 Mahaprabhu 就横渡了 Yamuna 河，到河对岸的这个 Mathura 的那个婆罗门的家中歇脚了。
But by now, everybody knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Braj.And just like it happened in Bengal, so many people came to see him.
那到了这会儿呢 Vrindavan 的村民们都已经听说了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到了 Vrindavan, 来到了 Mathura, 那么就像是在孟加拉的时候一样人们就络绎不绝纷纷的来觐见他。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the decision that he will not remain in Mathura,But he wanted to be in a solitary place, so he went to the place called Akrura Tirtha.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就决定不在Mathura 继续逗留下去了，因为他想要到一个僻静无人的一个地方单独待着，所以呢他就去了一个叫做 Akrura Tirtha 的地方。
So Akrura Tirtha is a very famous place, and it's very significant that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to go there and not another place.
那么Akura Pita 是一个非常独特的特别的一个地方。那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 为什么选择这个地方而不是选择其他的地方呢？其实是非常有深意的。
Because, as we all know, Akura is the person who came to take Krishna and Balaram away from Vrindavan.
因为我们都知道 Akura 是谁，就是因为 Akura 呢，所以说呢，这个 Krishna 和 Balaram 呢才会离开 Vrindavan， 就是 Akura 把 Krishna 和 Balaram 带走了。
And this is the place where the inhabitants of Vrindavan and the gopis tried to stop Akura's chariot.
那 Vrindavan 的居民和牧牛姑娘 gopi 们当时就在Akura Theta 这个地方试图阻止 Akura 的马车。
So this is the place where Krishna saw the gopis and the Vrindavan people for the last time.
那么就是在这个地方 ，Krishna 最后的见了一眼，Vrindavan 的居民和牧牛姑娘们，这是他们最后相见的地方了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose this place so that his feelings of separation could intensify.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，选择了 Akura Theta 这个地方，就是因为在这里呢。他的这种分离之情就会更加的强烈了。
And from there, he continued to do parikram.
然后呢，他就从那个地方继续往前走，继续他的 parikram 绕拜。
So he went to the Yamuna, and at the Yamuna there is an area called the Kaliya Lake.
那他就去了这个 Yamuna 河，在 Yamuna 河这个地方有一个叫做Kaliya 湖。
And the bank of the Yamuna, there are also many places of pastimes of Krishna, one of which is Keshi Theta, where Krishna killed the Keshi demon.
那么在 Yamuna 河岸边沿岸呢，还有很多 Krishna 的曾经上演过逍遥时光的地方。那有一个地方呢，就叫做 Keshi Theta， 就是 Krishna 杀死 Keshi 魔的地方了。
The Keshi demon was the horse demon, and that was the last demon.That Krishna killed before he left Vrindavan.
Keshi 魔呢就是马魔，它是马的那个形象，这也是Krishna 在离开 Vrindavan 之前最后杀死的一个大恶魔。
And near that place is also where Krishna performed the Rasa Lila on the bank of the Yamuna during the autumn season, which is Kartik.
那也就是在那个附近，也在这个 Keshi Theta 的这个附近，也。是 Krishna 曾经在月圆之夜，在中秋的时候，秋天的时候，和那些牧牛姑娘们、Gopi 们一起上演 Rasa 之舞的地方。
Chaitana panapuna gadagadiyaya hasikande nache pade uche swargaya. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the place of the Rasa Lila.He completely lost consciousness and had all symptoms of ecstasy.
当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到 Rasa 之舞的现场时，他立刻沉浸在狂喜之中，甚至晕厥了过去，失去了知觉。
He would roll on the ground. He would laugh. He would cry. He would dance. He would fall down. He would chant loudly.
他会在地上打滚。他大笑、哭泣、舞蹈，有的时候摔倒在地上，他会大声的唱诵。
Yes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his days at that particular place in ecstasy of remembering Krishna's pastimes, and then he would go back to Akura Theta. Now, don't ask me how he did this, because from Keshigat.To Akura Theta is a very long walk.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Keshi Theta 度过了非常愉快的一天。在狂喜之中意念着 Krishna 的超然的逍遥时光。到了晚上的时候呢，他就回到了 Akura Theta， 但是实际上 Keshtirtha 和 Akurtirtha 这两个地方的距离是非常远的，他是怎么在一天之内就从一个地方回到了，从这个 Keshtirtha 回到了 Akurtirtha， 这是不可思议的。
So that was a routine for Lord Chaitanya. Now keep in mind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only stayed 2 months in Vrindavan.
那么这样子呢，这就成了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu经常做的一件事情。那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就是在这个 Vrindavan 一共待了2个月的时间。
So he would walk from Akurtirtha to Vrindavan. He would take bath in the Jamuna, and then he would sit under this tamal tree.
他会从 Akurtirtha 到 Vrindavan， 在 Yamuna 河中沐浴，然后呢就坐在一棵 tamal 树下。
Sorry.Not the tamal tree, Imlital. Imlital.
叫 Imlital 树。
So he would sit there and he would look at Yamuna and he would chant on his beads.
他就坐在树下眺望着 Yamuna 河，一边手持着念珠念诵。
This tree doesn't exist anymore.
这棵树今天你已经看不到了。
But in...The early 90s, I took a photo of it when it was still standing.
在这个90年代初的时候，当时那棵树还屹立在那儿呢。我当时拍了一张照片。
And I have that photo on my wall.
挂着那棵树的。
So when you visit our home for Prasadam, you can have darshan of that tree.
所以呢，如果说你到我们家来荣耀 Prasadam 的话，你就有机会darshan 这棵树了。
But at that very place now, there is a very, very beautiful temple.
那就在那个地方呢，有一个非常非常美丽的庙宇。
And with the cool breeze from the Yamuna and the shade of the Imlital, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely absorbed in Krishna's transcendental pastime.
他坐在亚穆纳河边，凉风习习。然后呢？他就这样沉浸在对 Krishna 的悄然的逍遥时光的思念之中。
The breeze from the Jamuna, the shade from the Imlital. Yes. You got all that?
对对，就是说凉风呢从那个亚莫纳河中阵阵袭来，然后他就坐在那棵Imli 树下面，上面呢浓荫密布。
But it looked like
树荫下，然后冥想着 Krishna。
It looked like Lord Chaitanya was not going to get any peace because even at Akurtirtha, the people found out that he was there and they came again as large crowd to have his darshan。
但是即便是在他认为的这个僻静无人的 Akurtirtha 这个地方呢，他依然。没有办法安静下来，是因为有太多的人要来见他了，人们络绎不绝，所以呢，在这么多的人中间，他都没有办法找到那个。
So the only place where he had peace of mind to be absorbed in Krishna's pastime and the holy name was under this Imlital on the bank of the Jamuna. There, no one would disturb him.
那么在 Akurtirtha 他是没有办法找到这份安静的，所以呢，其实只有是在这个亚莫纳河边的这棵浓密的樱梨树下面，他才能够找到这个内心的这个平静。
Then one Vaishnava came, his name was Krishnadas.
这个时候就来了一位 Vaishnava 奉献者，他的名字叫 Krishnadas.
And his house was located on the bank of the Jamuna.
他的家就坐落在亚穆纳河边。
So after taking bath in the Yamuna, he came to see Lord Chaitanya.
在亚穆纳河中沐浴之后，他就前来见这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, he had ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna.
那他一见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.他的身上立刻就展现出了狂喜之爱的征兆。
Lord Chaitanya says, Who are you? Where is your home? Krishnadas replied, I am the most fallen household.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问这位 Krishna Das 说，你是谁？你的家在哪里？ Krishna Das 回答说呢，我是最堕落的居士。
And he says, I belong to a family of Rajput, which means Kshatriya families.
他说呢，我是属于一个就是Rajput 阶层的人。那 Rajput 呢是属于这个刹帝利，也就是说他是出生，他是属于一个刹帝利家庭。
But all I want to do is serve the Vaishnavas.
但是我心里只有一个愿望，唯一的夙愿就是去服务 Vaishnava 们。
And I had a dream, and from that dream I knew that I would find you.
我做了一个梦，从这个梦中我就坚信我会来到这里来见你。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him because he saw that this Krishna Das was actually a true devotee of Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 立刻看出他是 Krishna 的一个非常真诚的一位真实的奉献者，所以他张开双臂拥抱了他。
So Lord Chaitanya took Krishna Das with him back to Akrura Theater and fed him some prasadam and gave him his mercy.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就领着Krishna Das 到了 Akura Theater， 然后在 Akura Theater 呢就给他一些 prasadam 来荣耀。
And the next day, Krishna Das became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant. He was carrying his water pot, and he actually left everything. He left his kids, left his wife, left his home, and just stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
从第二天开始 ，Krishna Das 就成了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的贴身仆人，为他。拿这个水罐，就一路跟他陪伴着他。事实上，这个 Krishna Das 呢，他就离开了妻子，离开了家庭，也就是说抛妻别子，离开了家庭，就跟随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
Now you remember that when the Koma Brahmana wanted to do the same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Don't do this."
我们还记得前面我们曾经讲到过一个 Koma Brahmana 的一个故事，这个婆罗门当他也想离开家去跟随着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就阻止了他，让他不要那么做。
So, why did Lord Chaitanya allow Krishna Das to follow him?
那么这一次是 Krishna Das， 那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 为什么就允许他这样去做呢？
Because in thisparticular situation, Lord Chaitanya knew that he was not going to stay in Vrindavan for a long time, therefore he wanted to give the opportunity for this devotee to serve him.
因为呢就是因为这一次呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是知道他在 Vrindavan 不会待太长的时间的，所以说呢他就想给 Krishna Das 这个居士一个机会，让他能有机会跟随着他服务他。
And we see sometimes the spiritual master does that. He will take a grihastha couple with him, or he will take a householder, and they will leave home to serve the guru for 1 or 2 months or 3 months, and then they go home.
那有一些 sannyasi guru 现在也是这样做的。有的时候他们旅行的时候就会带上一对居士，grihastha 居士，或者说带上一位居士。跟随着他去旅行，当他的那个旅行结束之后呢，这些居士就又回家继续他们的生活。
Tamakrishna Goswami used to do this.
Tamakrishna Goswami 以前也是有过 也这样做过。
He would get one grihastha couple to travel with him and serve him.
有的时候他就会带上一对 grihastha 居士夫妇，然后这对夫妇就会一路上来服务他。
And Devamrita Swami does this all the time.
还有 Devamrita Maharaj 呢，他也是经常这样做的。
Especially with young householders, after you give them initiation, he says, "Okay, you come traveling around the world with me."
特别是当他启迪了一对非常年轻的夫妇之后，他经常就对他们说，好，现在我要在全世界旅行，你们俩就跟着我吧。
And they drop everything to be with their guru for 6 months.
然后这一对夫妇呢就会放下一切跟随着他们的 guru, 不离左右，这样子会一起跟他待上六个月的时间。
And during that time, they get to know each other, they become attached to the spiritual master, they be fixing Krishna consciousness, and when they go back to their home and their daily life, they become very strong devotees.
那这样呢，在这个六个月的这样的时间里面，这对夫妇呢就会他们就彼此，他们和他们灵性导师彼此的了解就更加的深了。然后呢，这种依恋之情也与日俱增，而且他们的这个也更加的专注于Krishna 知觉了。所以当旅行结束之后，当他们回到了知识的这个生活之中之后，他们的这个灵性生活呢还能够非常好的继续下去，因为他们已经是非常坚定的奉献者了。
So Lord Chaitanya did the same with a Mathura Brahmana. He traveled with him around Vrindavan for 2 months.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也是以这样的方法对待 Mathura 的婆罗门，因为这个婆罗门也是这样跟随着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveling for 6 months, 就是
He stayed in Vrindavan for 2 months.
对，就是两个月的时间，就是这个婆罗门呢就跟随着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Vrindavan 旅行了两个月。
So what happened is after a while people got to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not an ordinary person, and then the rumor began to spread that Krishna has come back to Vrindavan.
那么这个时候呢，就是大家就越来越多的人知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Vrindavan 了，于是消息就不胫而走，越传越远，于是大家都在传话说 Krishna 亲自回到了 Vrindavan, Krishna 回到 Vrindavan 了。
So because of that belief that Krishna had returned to Vrindavan by seeing Lord Chaitanya, something very special is going to happen.
那他们呢见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就坚信是 Krishna 回来了，因为这一点呢就预示着有非常重大的事情要发生了。
So let's get back into the bus and back to the ashram.
现在让我们回到大巴上，现在我们就要回 ashram 了。
You can take prasadam and take some rest.
你们可以荣耀一些 prasadam, 然后就可以休息了。
Don't do too much shopping in Lloyd Bazaar.
不要在 Lloyd Bazaar 集市上大购物。
And next week we will go continue our parikram.
下一周我们继续我们的绕拜之旅。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 我们看一下大家有没有问题。Okay, let's wait for a moment. She's typing. Everyone's in meditation. Still in the pastime and they haven't come out yet.
Get in the bus.
上车了，上车了。
The bus is leaving.
要回去了。How long does it take to have a full parikram around Braj?
1 month.
To go to a different place?
1 month.
我刚才问 Prabhu 说，如果说要把 Vrindavan 的所有的这些逍遥时光的地方圣地都走遍的话，要多长时间？他说大约是一个月的时间。You just have to wait because some people are typing questions.
Okay.
Is there any holy places for those pastimes which were covered because of the modern development? Buildings that cover them? Or they were all protected?
Of course. Many places have disappeared.
有一些这个，因为现在文达文它也是那个开发商，有很多的 房子，建了很多的房子，所以有一些有需要去逛的本来的那些圣地呢，也就消失不见了。有关朝拜 Ajanta Prabhu 的问题是，有关朝拜 Vrindavan 的英文书籍有多少，主要的是哪些，怎么没有注意到，如果想翻译成为中文，是否能够提供一些英文的书籍。 You just mentioned there are a lot of English books about Parikram around Vrindavan. So what are the main books? We haven't noticed that there's any books like that. So if we want to translate them into Chinese, can you please offer some titles?
I'm not talking about Parikram books as such. I'm talking about books written by Vaishnavacharyas and Vaishnavas in general, like I know disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati who have written on the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They give many information about those places.
So this is when they mentioned about the Acharyas, so they mentioned about those places too.
Yeah.
就是我刚才说的那些英文的这些书籍呢，主要说的就是说以前的这个 Acharya 们他们写的一些文献，像是了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 他写的一些之前的这个 Acharya 们历代先哲先师的时候，他就讲到了这些圣人的时候，也同时就会提到一些圣地。
For example, a very nice book to translate, I'm not sure if it's not translated, is Bhakti Ratnakar.
有一部书叫做 Bhakti Ratnakar, 就这部书不知道有没有翻译成中文。
So Bhakti Ratnakar is explaining about different Vaishnav devotees after Lord Chaitanya, and it's about mostly Srivas Thakur.But it goes to all these places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan.
那就是在这部书里面就是讲到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开之后的那些 Acharya 们的这些故事，里面讲到了 Srivas Thakur。那当讲到了这些Acharya 们的时候，顺带着也就会讲到了一些圣地，比如说在这里就会讲到这个 Vrindavan 的许许多多的这些圣地详细的情况。
But there are some books which have been written either in Bengali or in English, especially during the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that explain a lot of the history of these places.
那么尤其是在 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati 的年代，还有 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的这个年代的话，就都讲到了用英语还有孟加拉文。写成了很多有关这些圣地的书。
And less famous, but still as an interesting read, is a book that was written by a British officer who was working under the British Empire, and he was placed in Mathura for many, many years. And because he had so much time ahead of him,He did a complete survey of the whole of Braj and went to every place to ask questions where this land belonged to, who bought this land, what pastime took place there. It's a very technical book. I have it as a PDF file.
还有一本。
And it's called Memoirs of Mathura. It's amazing, this book.
就是 Mathura 的记忆有这样的一本书。就是 Mathura 备忘录这样子的一个书名吧。这本书非常的有意思，虽然它不是那么的有名。它的作者呢是一位当时这个英国派驻 Mathura 的一个政府的一个官员。那他当时呢就被派到了那个 Mathura 之后，因为他闲来无事嘛，他有很多的空闲的这个时间，所以他就走遍了。Mathura 走遍了这个 Vrindavan 的每一个地方，每到一个地方呢，他就去访问当地人，去询问他们哦这片地是怎么样买下来的，这片地以前是什么样子的，这片地上面曾经发生过一些什么事情，所以呢他就把所有的他所了解到的这些全部都把它写下来了，写成了这样的一部书。我现在有一个 PDF 的这个文件，这里面非常非常的详细。
There are many original documents that you can see, for example, at the Jiva Institute in Vrindavan.
嗯，在文达文的有一个嗯 Jiva 嗯学院，你可以看到一些原稿。
For example, at the archives of the Museum of Jaipur, there are many original documents about the Goswamis acquiring land and getting permission to build specific temples. It's amazing.
然后在 Jaipur 的这个档案馆里面还可以找到一些历史的文本，一些记录，就是比如说在里面就是讲到了六 Goswami 们。他们是怎么样通过谈判，怎么样把这个地买下来？是怎么样把它买下来 ？How they acquired the land and
yes, how they build the temple.
然后他们这个庙又是怎么样建成的？然后这个神像又是怎么样设立的
？Everything is written. How they got the marble, the stone, who worked on the place.
讲的非常非常详细。
How much it cost.
包括就是说
，everything is written down.
建那个神庙的时候，这个大理石是怎么买到的？从哪里来的？要花多少钱？然后，那些工匠都是哪里人？都是叫什么名字？所以这很写的非常非常的详细，都储存在那个档案馆里的。下一个问题是了，君彻帕布继续问。Braj 的面积包含 Vrindavan 的面积吗 ？Gokul 了呢 ？Mathura 呢？周边的 Mathura 地区也叫 Mathura， 八座森林都包含在 Vrindavan 的地区吗 ？Vrindavan 也是一座森林的名字哦。We know that the name Vrindavan or Vrindavan is the name of the forest. So, what is the exact acres of Braj? How big is Braj?
100.
Does it actually include the size of Vrindavan? What about Gokul? And what about Mathura? Because we see some areas around Mathura also called Mathura. So do the 8 different forests include Vrindavan area or not?
8? There's 12
forests. Yeah, 应该是十二座森林。
Braj Mandal includes everything, including Mathura and the 12 forests. It's a 180 square miles. It's a huge area.
180 square mile. Yes?
Yes.
就是说当我们去做这个Braj Mandala Parikram,
not Parikram.
Braj. 就是 Braj Mandala 这个地方，整个的这个地区的话，它就是包括所有的这些地方了，十二座森林啊，包括 Mathura 呀、还有周边的这些地方，整个方圆大概有180平方英里吧。
For example, when you're in Vrindavan at the temple and you want to go to Barshana, it's at least an hour and a half by bus.
就比如说，如果你是在 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna Balaram 庙里，然后你想要到 Barshana 去的话，那你坐大巴至少也得要一个半小时。
And Braj expands beyond Barshana.
这个 Braj 说到 Braj 这个地区，还不仅仅是 Barshana 呢 ，Barshana 再往外延。还有一些地方也是属于。
So practically speaking, when you drive from the Delhi airport to Vrindavan, halfway between Delhi and Vrindavan, you're already entering Braj.
如果说你是从这个德里机场下飞机之后坐大巴往 Vrindavan 开的话，基本上这走到中途走到一半路的时候，你已经是进入了 Braj 地区了。
And they are actually, when you're on the road, you just see fields on each side. But on that road, there are many, many places of pastimes of Krishna.
那你这个大巴开在这个公路上的时候，左右两边看到的几乎就都是田野。但是实际上，在这个那个地方有很多很多 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的地方。
Next.
下一个问题是来自于 Hari Vamsa， 这是 Krishna 逍遥时光与 Chaitanya 逍遥时光的混合，这种化身拜访化身有什么特别的意义吗？如 Krishna 模式，如 Krishna 这里再看一下这个字是不是写错了？ so the question is, so what we are talking about, is it a mixture of Krishna's pastime and Lord Chaitanya's pastime? So it seems that the incarnation is is visiting or having a pilgrimage of the pastimes of the other incarnation. What he means is Lord Chaitanya visiting Krishna.
Yes.
Places. Is there any special significance here?
Well, yes, it is significant because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is visiting as a devotee.
那这里的确是非常有深意的，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去绕拜这些圣地的时候，他是一个奉献者的身份。
So he is showing how you visit these holy places.
其实他就是在教我们奉献者应当如何去绕拜这些圣地。
And he does this as a devotee and an acharya. He's teaching by example.
他是以一个奉献者，也是一个 acharya 以身作则的这种方式，来为我们展示一个表率。
But you will not see devotees or acharyas having the ecstatic symptoms that Lord Chaitanya has. Lord Chaitanya has those symptoms because he is Radha and Krishna.
但是呢，如果是一般的奉献者或者是acharya 们，你可能就看不到这样强烈的这种狂喜之情了。但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 却有，因为他就是 Radha 和 Krishna， 他是 Radha Krishna 和二为一的形象。
And he is feeling separation.
而且呢，他时时刻刻的感受着这种离别之情、分离之情。
But the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they will also follow in Lord Chaitanya's footsteps as devotees, acharyas, but they will also have those symptoms like him. Why? Because the Goswamis of Vrindavan are manjaris.
那六 Goswami 们呢？他们也是以奉献者和 acharya 们的这个身份，追随着 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Vrindavan 在绕拜这些地方。但是他们呢，也同样会有像 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那样的强烈的这种狂喜之情。那是为什么呢？是因为他们就是 manjari 小牧牛姑娘们。
And there are many stories how personally Krishna and personally Radharani came to engage in pastime with the Goswamis.
而且呢，还有一些逍遥时光里面就是这样的，就是Krishna 亲自来到六 Goswami 面前，或者 Radharani 亲自参与到这个六 Goswami 的逍遥时光里。
Just like Krishna came as a little coward boy to bring milk to Madhavendra Puri.
就好像是 Krishna 他是以一个小牧牛童的一个小男孩的身份在村子里面出现，然后他给这个 Madhavendra Puri 带来了一罐牛奶。So he continues with the question that, so it's like Krishna imitating, just like Krishna imitating Lord Ram's pastimes. Is it like a game?
This is not a game. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opening the gate of love for Radha and Krishna in the middle of Kali Yuga.
When he said a game means that Krishna is playing a game by imitating Krishna 模仿祖 Ram 的逍遥时光是不是一个概念？那在这里我们看到Chaitanya Mahaprabhu去Vrindavan的这些圣地呢，实际上是主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就是 Krishna 以奉献者的一个身份，亲自在这个卡利年代打开了一道大门，让我们去窥见到对 Radha 和 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
This is the highest act of compassion.
这个是仁慈的极致。
We don't realize how fallen the conditioned souls are in Kali Yuga.
因为我们还意识不到，在这个卡利年代。这个铁器年代受条件限制的灵魂有多么的堕落。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as the embodiment of compassion to give freely Braj Prem to to the conditioned souls.
那么 Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu 呢他实际上就是一个仁慈的化身出现在这个卡利年代把bridge praying, 就是bridge Vrindavan 的这种纯粹的这种最高的这种爱毫无条件的派发给了卡利年代受条件限制的灵魂。
Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have just gone every day to the house of Shivas Thakur and have kirtan behind closed doors and just relish with him and his friends the holy name of Krishna. No, the door was broken down. The Sankirtan movement was coming to flood the whole world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the highest gift of the Sankirtan movement is to access Sri Vrindavan Dham.
那么就是说如果不是这样的话 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢原本就可以就待在 Srivas Thakur 的家里了把这个门锁起来就跟一小群奉献者躲在 Srivas Thakur 的这个家里去 Kirtan 去唱诵主的圣名去品味 Krishna 的这个超然的这个逍遥时光去品味那种甘露私下里这样做就可以了但是并没有这样主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常的仁慈他是把这个大门完全的打开了敞开了这个墙然后让这个祈受圣名的这个圣名的仁慈能够淹没到整个世界而整个的 Sankirtan 运动也就是祈诵圣名的这个运动的这个最高的这个巅峰其实就是来到 Vrindavan来到 Krishna 上演逍遥时光的这个地方。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting Vrindavan is a pure act of compassion to attract us to those pastimes of Radha and Krishna because as I mentioned, quoting the verse of Maharaj Parikshit, the hearing of Krishna's Vrindavan pastime is a medicine for the conditioned souls.
所以说呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他就是 Krishna 本人他亲自来到 Vrindavan 去Krishna 的这些逍遥时光的这些地方其实是完全出于对受条件限制的灵魂的那种仁慈那种慈悲因为就像是我刚才在这个Parish Maharaj 的那个师节当中所讲到的一样去聆听这些超然的逍遥时光 ，Krishna 的逍遥时光，就是对这个受条件限制的灵魂医治他们的灵丹妙药。
Okay, Lily, whoever
it is. Lily, Hare Krishna, 请问无圣体和六国苏阿弥的年代差多久？还有，请问无圣体里其他四位圣人分别是？哪位神指的化身我还是模糊的感恩Guru 的回答Hare Krishna I would like you to help me clarify one point what's the time difference between Panchatattva and six Goswamis and besides Lord Chaitanya what are the incarnations of the other four Panchatattvas it's still very blurry to me, so can you please answer that?
Okay, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared, Gadadhar Pandit was already there, Advaita Acharya was already there, Lord Nityananda was already there, and Srivas Thakur was already there.
那么就是说当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现的时候其实当时呢在他之前 Gadadhar Pandit,Advaita Acharya, Nityananda, and Srivas Thakur were already in this world.
Then they began the Sankirtan movement.
Then they began the Sankirtan movement.
Then Lord Chaitanya took sannyas.
后来呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就成了托钵僧。
And when he became a sannyasi, during his lifetime, he met the different Goswamis of Vrindavan.
那他成了这个sannyasi 托钵僧之后。就在他之后那个时段呢，他就陆陆续续先后遇到了Vrindavan 的六 Goswami。
When he met each Goswami, they were either in their 20s or they were either young boys.
当他初次见到这个 Goswami 的时候，他们要不就是才二十多岁的年轻的人，然后或者呢才还是一个小男孩。
Jiva Goswami was a little baby.
当时 Jiva Goswami 就是六个 Swami 中最年轻的这个，他还是一个小 baby， 小宝宝婴儿。
So gradually each one of them were sent to Vrindavan.
然后他慢慢的就一个一个的把他们都派到了 Vrindavan.
And they were all in Vrindavan when Lord Chaitanya left this world.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开了这个地球的时候呢，当时六个 Swami 已经都在 Vrindavan 了。
Then gradually each one of them left the world. Jiva Goswami was the last one.
然后在接下来 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 走之后，那六个 Swami 他们也一个一个的离开了这个世界，那 Jiva Goswami 是最后一个离开的。
So this is over maybe over 100 year time lapse.
那我刚才说的所有的这些大约就是在100年左右的这个时间里发生的。
Because Lord Chaitanya lived only 48 years.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他只住了他只在这个世上只待了48年的时间。
And after that somelike Gadadhar Pandit was still young, but he could not bear separation, so he also left the world.
那当时呢，这个像 Gadadhar Pandit 的还是比较年轻的，但是他无法忍受和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的分离，所以在这种分离的痛苦之中，他也离开。
Lord Nityananda lived much longer.
那主 Nityananda 呢，他就在这个世上的时间更长。
Advaita Acharya is the one who lived the longest. Advaita Acharya lived for over 110 years old.
那 Advaita Acharya 在这 Panchatattva 五圣体当中，他是最长寿的，应该是超过了110岁了。
So this is actually, as I mentioned to Rajendra Prabhu, when you read the Bhakti Ratnakar relates.Everything that happened after Lord Chaitanya passed away.
那这就是我讲的这些，就是在刚才跟老君上帕布所提到的这个 Bhakti Ratnaka 这部书里面的，因为这部书里面他就讲到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开这个世界之后，其他的这些 Acharya 的这种生活。
And there are other books that were written later on, especially what happened in Vrindavan with Jiva Goswami, Srinivas Acharya.Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Pandit, these were those who inherited the wealth of the Goswamis and carried on the mission.
然后之后呢，又有这个 Jiva Goswami， 就在 Vrindavan， 在 Jiva Goswami、Srinivas Thakur， 还有 Narottam Das Thakur、Shyamananda Pandit， 就是这些，就是主要是在六 Goswami 之后的。那些 Acharya 们，他们就继承了六个 Swami 们的这个遗产，把他们的这个荣耀进一步的向后世传播、传递。
Did I answer that question?
Half of it. The other is who is who, which incarnation in the Panchatattva.
Okay, Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna.
我们来过一遍，就是主 Chaitanya 呢，就是 Radha Krishna 和二。
Lord Nityananda is Balaram.
主尼迦南达就是 Balaram。
Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu。
Advaita Acharya 就是 Mahavishnu。
Gadadhar Pandit is Lord Chaitanya's energy representing Shrimati Radharani。
Gadadhar Pandit 呢就是主。
Radharani's spiritual energy。
就是 Gadadhar Pandit 代表的就是Radharani。也就是Krishna 的灵性的能量。
Radharani's spiritual energy.
就是 Radharani 的就是灵性的能量。OK, 跟着一下 Radharani 的灵性的能量。
OK. And Srivas Thakur is Narada Muni.
Srivas Thakur 呢就是 Narada Muni. Narada Muni, 是出现者代表出现者。所以这样子就是 Panchatattva, 无身体。Maharani 询问了一个问题 ，Hare Krishna 顶拜 Prabhu 顶拜翻译，灵魂错用微小的独立性，产生了享乐的欲望而坠落到了物质世界。《薄伽梵歌》第三章第37世界中，灵魂和激情属性接触产生的色欲， 请问两种欲望有什么区别？Okay, so please accept my humble obeisances. It is said that the souls. What? Yeah, it's a separate question. The souls have misused the minute independence and created a strong desire for sense gratification, and that's how they fall into this material world. In verse 37 of chapter 3 in Bhagavad Gita, it is said the soul, because of being in contact with the passion, lust is created. So I would like to know what's the difference between these two different desires.
What are those two desires?
The first desire, as she mentioned, is because misusing the independence, the soul developed desire for sense gratification and fall into the material world. And the other is the lust.
Okay. It's mentioned in the scriptures that Maya has two functions.
在经典里面说到呢, Maya 有两个功能, 就虚幻能量有两个功能。
One function is to allure you away from Krishna.
一种功能呢, 就是诱惑你, 让你远离 Krishna。
So this is the misuse of the independence.
这个就叫做误用了独立性。
And the second function of Maya is to make sure that you stay in that illusion.
那第二个功能呢，就是这个 Maya 的力量，就是让你一直留在这种虚幻之中，幻念之中。
So material energy means material senses.
啊，什么物质能量就意味着就是有物质的感官。
Material senses means ignorance.
物质的感官也就意味着是愚昧无知的。
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how the living entity gets bewildered by the material energy and therefore develops this desire to enjoy the material energy as if Krishna was going to enjoy it. In other words, the conditioned soul tries to imitate Krishna.
那么就是在博迦梵歌里面讲到呢，就是受条件限制的灵魂，因为受到这个物质能量的这种影响，所以就产生了感官享乐的这种欲望。换句话说，就是受条件限制的灵魂呢，这个时候就完全进入到幻觉之中，试图像 Krishna 一样去享受。
So, devotional service means pure love for Krishna.And attachment to material energy means pure lust.
那分爱服务呢，就意味着是一种纯粹着对 Krishna 的依附，而物质能量呢 ，Maya 就意味着，就是完全的，就是色欲。
Instead of love, it becomes lust.
就是对 Krishna 的依附之情、依恋之情，就是一种纯粹的爱。而与这个爱相对的就是世俗的，也就是色欲，爱转变成了色欲。
So when we are not Krishna conscious, when we don't express pure love for Krishna, it is transformed into lusty desires. And lusty desires does not mean just sex life. It means wanting to enjoy the object of the senses for our own gratification. That's lust.
那就是说当我们没有去表达对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱的时候，那也就是没有了这种爱，就变成了这个色欲。色欲并不是仅仅是指的男女之间的那种情爱，这个色欲呢，指的就是说对于感官的对象产生的这种依恋之情，进而想要去享受这个。感官享乐的这个对象，就是一种极强的物质欲望，所以一种占有享受，那么这样的一种欲望呢，都是被归于色这个词语里面的，也就是色欲。
Okay, that's it.
So Sumuki asked, yeah, what's the difference between lust and the desire for material?Enjoyment.
It's the same.
色欲就是相当于是对物质享乐的欲望。
No difference.
是这两个是 没有区别的，因为刚才帕布回答的时候最后就解释了色欲，这个色欲不是仅仅是男女之间的，它指的就是对于这个感官享乐的对象，也就是说对物质的东西产生占有享受的这种欲望。
OK, are we finished, Shumukhi Radha Mataji? That's all. All right, thank you, Shumukhi Radha Mataji, for coming on Parikram.
非常感谢 Shumukhi Radha Mataji 和我们一起参加了 Parikram.
Thank you to all the devotees for being in the bus and traveling around Braj.
感谢所有的奉献者都上了我们的大巴环绕了 Braj.
I hope you enjoy the samosas and the bananas and the peanuts.
我希望大家喜欢吃我们这一路上的这些香蕉呀花生呀什么的。
One Mataji got her bag stolen by a monkey, so please be careful with your bags.
有一个 Mataji 的包不小心被猴子偷走了，所以你们得千万得小心点。
And I got my glasses stolen by another monkey, so I'm not very happy.
我的眼镜也被另外一只猴子给偷走了，所以我现在特别的不高兴。
If you want to learn how to look after the cows, please ask Dana Kelly at the back of the bus.
如果你们想知道怎么样更好的去照顾那些奶牛，你们就问一问坐在车后头的 Dana Kelly Mataji.
Okay, thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you for all your wonderful questions. Nam Ki Jai.
非常Sri Vrindavan Ki Jai.
Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai.
Sri
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
在天台之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，我们今天的讲课呢就到这里结束了。我们今天讲到了Chaitanya Charitamrita 的 Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥第十八章的大家的聆听，Hare Krishna。